Ealing Studios outside London commemorates its 100th anniversary this month with the re-release of some of Britain's best-loved films, comedy classics that made Alec Guinness a star. Movies such as The Lady Killers and The Lavender Hill Mob have been digitally remastered to mark the anniversary. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Britain's oldest film studio began when silent film pioneer Will Barker bought two houses on Ealing Green in West London. The coal-filled air of East London was so dirty it blocked out the light. A large garden served as the set, and over the years a hodgepodge of whitewashed buildings grew up on the four-acre site. The studio rose to prominence with the Ealing comedies, films that became synonymous with British eccentricity. In the comedy classic The Lady Killers, a little old lady bests a bunch of crooks led by Alec Guinness, who stays in her boarding house to plot a robbery. When the widow catches the gang that includes Peter Sellers red-handed, she expects them to turn themselves in.
Professor, If we're going to the police station, we ought to go now.
Well, we'd sooner not go now, Ma, not in this rain. Mr. Lawson here's got a bad cold.
Well, very well. As soon as the rain stops.
The gang draws straws over who will kill off the earnest leading lady.
She gets onto them and understands what they're up to. And, of course, the gang starts falling out rather like reservoir dogs. And they all kill each other.
The gray-haired heroine is the only one who's left triumphantly alive, says writer George Perry, author of the book Forever Ealing. Perry says The Lady Killer was a rare black Ealing comedy in a series intended as part social commentary and part balm for Britain in the post-war years.
England, Britain, was a fairly miserable place because, you know, we had food rationing here until 1954, which is extraordinary. The great period of Ealing comedies was, in fact, from about 47 to 53. So you see, that was a period of austerity and deprivation and a great deal of bureaucratic red tape governing people's lives. And the Ealing comedies often satirized that and showed that, you know, individuals could actually triumph over this awful system.
Perry says themes in such classics as The Man in the White Suit seem prescient today. A humble inventor develops a fabric that never gets dirty or wears out, only to find the unions and manufacturers want him suppressed to safeguard their survival. Ealing was also cinematographically innovative.
And in the pulpit, talking interminable nonsense, the Reverend Lord Henry Descoigne.
The life cut short was one rich in achievement and promise of service to humanity.
The sermon scene in Kind Hearts and Coronets showcased Alec Guinness, playing seven members of the Descoigne family, aristocrats who are murdered one by one by a disowned relative desperate for revenge and the family title. Cameraman Douglas Slocum shot the film and said there was no room for error or second takes.
Every time Alec Guinness changed his makeup, one had to film the scene and then carefully rewind the film to the beginning again. Rewind it seven times, very carefully. And the danger was that if Alec Guinness fluffed for any reason on in any one of those takes, that would have negated the entire shot.
Slocum was among the unique talent that assembled at Ealing in the studios Peter Ustinov called defiantly small.
It was a sort of a family affair.
Actors Googie Withers and husband John McCallum were part of the Ealing repertory.
It was a lovely atmosphere, wasn't it, John?
Yes. I think most pleasant studios that I've ever worked in. I say had a cricket team and great camaraderie, and I think everybody drank a bit too much. There was a Red Lion Hotel just opposite the front gates. That was a bit of a hazard, but...
At the dawn of the television age, the BBC took over the studios.
What I'm doing is cutting an archery sequence in the middle of the forest.
It still produces quintessentially British drama on the Ealing sets.
It's just a matter of just choosing the best shots.
Do you know how long it is since I last saw you in that dress?
No.
3 weeks. Do you intend to torment me much longer?
In 2000, the studio complex passed into new management, a British-American consortium.
Good afternoon, Ealing Studios. May I help you? rehearsal space.
Managing director Sean Hinton says the new owners are refurbishing the studios with a $75 million facelift.
We're standing in the middle of stage two, which is the largest soundstage here. It hasn't changed much in nearly 60 years, and the wooden floors are the same. The tank that you see here has housed water scenes from some of the great Ealing classics.
On the boards that Alec Guinness trod in Kind Hearts and Coronets and the other Ealing classics, there is now a new generation of stars. A Harry Potter sequence and a Star Wars scene were recently shot here, and the first feature-length film to carry the Ealing logo in over 40 years. Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest is breathing new life into the tradition of Ealing Englishness. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.
Shot from everything, from the cruel sea to Spice World, and then I think last week a scene from Harry Potter was shot in this very town.